right. So have you ever had someone really do you wrong? Maybe they mercilessly bullied you or got you fired or hurt your dog, you know? When you start thinking of revenge and what you could do to them, and you're feeding that anger, according to researchers now at MIT, your brain's pleasure and reward circuitry of addiction awakens. We can become addicted to revenge. And even just when from the second I read that statement, I was like, yeah, I see that. Because you can become obsessive about somebody that's done you wrong. It's these areas associated with craving, with habit formation. They spin up just like they do when a drug addict experiences seeing a place where they've used before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These areas start to light up. It was fascinating when they actually looked in real time at what the brain was doing. Your dopamine levels surge and crash. And this is just with these thoughts. It produces that familiar sensation of craving. And unlike other addictions, to gratify a revenge craving, you have to feel like you got justice. You know, you have to hurt the people who hurt you to feed that revenge feeling. But as with other addictions, that pain is going to come back. It's going to return. It's going to leave you worse. It's going to leave you feeling worse. It's going to leave you wanting more. So neuroscientists have looked at this, and it turns out forgiveness really is as healing as we've said. And we've heard from psychologists before and psychiatrists, but they say these MRI brain studies have shown that when you simply imagine forgiving somebody, without even telling the person that hurt you, when you imagine it, you disengage from your brain's pain network associated with this mental pain. You shut down its feedback loop rather than merely covering it up. You shut that brain's pleasure and reward circuitry associated with that down. And you activate your prefrontal cortex. And that is your executive function. That's the thing where you have self-control. You can make decisions that are in your own self-interest, not just wanting to hurt anybody at whatever cost. So neuroscience has shown that forgiveness stops the mental pain. It stops the revenge craving. It restores your rational thinking, and it helps set you free from the wrongs that were done to you. So this is a set of self-care it's about the victim. It's not about the perpetrator. You can do it without being forced to accept or endorse what happened to you. You can do it without even talking to the person. It's something for you. To forgive somebody is to set a prisoner free and discover the prisoner was you. So I hope as you go forward today and as you think about any grievances you might have, if they are cropping up or if something comes up later, let your heart be light. Carry no grudges, only lessons, so we can learn from it.